It is the 16th of March. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. A very unusual St. Patrick's Day. The pub's closed. The church is closed as well. It'll be unlike anyone that we have experienced ever in any of our lifetimes, I would suggest. Of course, there's no parades either. But in one East Clare village, the national pride and community spirit is still shining bright. I'm joined on the line now from Tuam Greinne by Paul Brooks. He's part of the local development association. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks very much for joining us. A very simple, novel, lovely initiative in Tuam Greinne. Tell us about it, please.
Well, this came about last year. We started it with, we have the lime tree. Many people who drive through Tuam Greinne will know the lime tree on the rock. And last year we lit up that with some LED lights in green. And this year we've extended that. So we have the tree lit again this year, but we have a pole that we used at Christmas time with a bit of help from Clare County Council. We got a bit of a grant. Mm-hmm. And we used that pole to make our Christmas tree for Christmas. But we had planned anyway that it should be a multifunctional pole. And why couldn't it be used during the rest of the year for certain events? And so obviously Patrick's weekend, Patrick's Day, was an ideal time to do it. So we have the we have the tree lit up with LED lights, and we have lights on the pole. So if anyone wants to have a look at the pictures, or if they're driving through Tuam Greinne, they'll see it. But if they look at our Facebook page, you'll see pictures on the Facebook page.
Just look up Tuam Greinne and Tuam Greinne Development Association for that one.
Tidy Towns, something like that.
The Tidy Towns page, right. Yes, as well, of course, because you're kind of very closely linked to the two groups, obviously. It's a simple idea, and as you've said, it's not necessarily the newest of ideas in Tuam Greinne, but the images are very striking, particularly at this time when there's probably a lack of what we would ordinarily see for St. Patrick's Day.
Indeed. Look, I think we're all looking for some good stories and some nice stories. The news is totally dominated by the virus. But look, it's a bit of a positive story, and it's nice to see a few lights in the village.
Absolutely.
And I mean, even there last night on the Facebook page, I've seen now that our local bar, Nuala's Bar, has obviously closed now last night because of the virus. And it's a tough time. It's a very different Patrick's Day to anyone we've ever had before. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow is going to be a very strange day, I think, for a lot of us,
yeah.
Because it's going to be all the things that you normally do, it ain't going to be the case. And look, we can get through that. But it's nice to see some tangible display of the national pride that's still there.
Yeah, sure. Look, we have to celebrate our national day. It's going to be a very different celebration, but Let's celebrate it, but do it in a responsible manner as well, obviously.
Absolutely, indeed. And this is just a very simple one. And it's a nice image, and it's the green shining bright, and I won't get too poetic on a Monday morning, but, you know, we need it. We need a bit of brightness. There's no two ways about it.
I would add there, actually, Gavin, that from an energy conservation mode, with LED lights, as many people will know, I mean, the power usage is absolutely minute.
Yes.
I've checked the power meter myself after a couple of days, and I reckon it's going to cost us about maybe €2 to have these lights for the week. We intend to have them for next weekend. So, you know, LED lights are absolutely very extremely efficient. So it's a great way, and it saves the planet anyway.
Green in every sense.
Yeah. I should know. There's nobody flying around the world these days, so I mean, the planet's not too bad.
Absolutely. Anyway, right, yeah. Can I just, while I have you as well, Paul, we're talking about these community groups that are being set up to help people in their community. I did see on that same Facebook page, you're part of a wider one in East Clare as well.
Yes, there is a response group in relation to the virus just being set up there. We attended a meeting there, obviously spaced apart meeting, as we would call it, last Friday, and all the groups in East Clare, ranging from, you know, right from as far as Whitegate, Killanina, down Ogonlo, Tuam Greinne, Scariff, Peakle, Padaic, all of them have come together. And it's just started now, so I believe they're getting information leaflets printed today for distribution to all the houses in East Clare. And it's what it is to, like a lot of places around the country, is if people need help, if they're isolating themselves, especially older people, frightened to come out, if they need their medicines collected, if they need some groceries done, anything like that, there will be a helpline there, and it's available to them to use at any point. And obviously, you would be obeying by the protocol, as to, you know, you wouldn't be having contact with people, but you could drop messages to their door or their medicines or something like that.
Absolutely, indeed. And you're just one group, and there's several more right throughout the county, and it's lovely to see these groups springing up. And I think the important message now is that those who are in need aren't slow to come forward to the likes of yourselves and to say, actually, I would love you to help me with whatever it may be, the medicines, the shopping, etc.
Look, it's sort of like being just being a good neighbour. I mean, and Ireland is well known for that, certainly in rural Ireland especially. It's just being a good neighbour. And even it mightn't actually be even something physical. It might be a phone call or something like that, and just keep in contact, because it can be a lonely, if you're stuck on your own there now, it can be quite lonely.
Absolutely. Paul, appreciate your time. Thanks for taking our call this morning.
No problem at all.
Take care. All the very best. Paul Brooks there in Tumgranian. The lighting up of the tree looks nice, and it's a lovely photograph, and it instills a bit of national pride in you, as I say.